actually did not think I would do this challenge because there have been a lot of answers already and we already had one German answering it. And so I thought I would skip it. But after every post, basically, I get messages about my accent and questions about it. And so, I don't know, I thought I would give it a try. And here it is. Question one. How do you pronounce your username? I pronounce my username Soul Pathologist. Two. Where are you from in the world? I am from Germany, as you may be able to hear. Three. What is it called when someone throws toilet paper on the house? I guess that's like a Halloween prank. I actually don't know, and when I read the questions, I googled it, and I did not find one particular expression that fits it. I think we may have actually found a word that there's no German word for. So, great. Four. What is that bubbly carbonated drink called? I would call it a soft drink, I think. I think when I read about it in the news, like about taxes for sugary drinks or stuff like that, they call it soft drinks too. So I guess that's the official name. If I would have to choose a German word for... I think this is about Coca-Cola or Fanta. I think I would call it Limonade. Or if it's about water, I would call it Sprudelwasser. What term do you use for gym shoes? Sportschuhe. So it's literally sport shoes, gym shoes, Sportschuhe. Pretty close. What do you call your grandparents? I called my grandparents Oma and Opa. What do you call the thing with wheels used to carry groceries in the supermarket? We call it Einkaufswagen, so grocery cart. What do you use to change channels on TV? We use a Fernbedienung, a remote control. Choose any book and read a random passage. Oh, I should have picked a book and read. Oh, I should have prepared this, but I have a book here. I have the book I'm reading right now. I don't know if I can just read it because... But it's only a short section. I will just read from the middle something. I am currently reading The Watchmaker of Filigree Street by Natasha Pulley. And I will just start here where I finished. He got up and dressed, but stopped with his shirt half buttoned. He didn't know whether it was even possible for clockwork to start itself after 2 months dead. He was still thinking about it when his eyes caught on the door latch. It was up. He pushed the handle. The door was unlocked. He opened it. Although the corridor was empty, it wasn't quiet. Water mumbled in the pipes, and there were steps and sudden bright thumbs as his neighbors got themselves ready for work. He hadn't left the door unlocked once since the burglary in November. Or not that he knew. He did forget things spectacularly every now and then. He closed the door again. Well, great. This was me stumbling through this very short section of the book I'm currently reading. Yeah. 10. Do you personally think you have an accent? Definitely. It actually... When I started to record, I thought no one would ever listen to my recordings because of the accent. And sometimes I question whether people can even understand what I'm trying to say. But I hope I get my points across. 11. Say these words. Aunt, envelope, theater, cot, salmon, bacon, macaroon, caramel, fire, tomato, coupon, pecan, both, again, root, probably, sovereign, lawyer, mirror, water, mayonnaise, oregano, pajamas, iron, naturally, aluminium, GIF, New Orleans, Cracker Jack, doorknob, Alabama, mobile, country, biscuit, garage. I have no idea whether I have said any of these words correctly. And they sound so weird if you just say them like that on their own. 12. Say any three words that come to your mind. Do I do this in English or in German? I think I will do it in German. Putzig. Bauchkrummeln. Frühstück. I don't know why these three words came to my mind. And it will be a mystery what they mean. Maybe if someone asks, I will comment it. We'll see. Okay, so this was my accent challenge. I don't know if anyone will find it enjoyable to listen to it, but I hope everyone has a very nice time. Bye!